Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It is the 8th of September, a couple of days after Labor Day 2022. Thank you for being with us today, and we have a really, really cool show for you today. We're going down to North Carolina. As you know, I live in Maine, so we're taking a trip south today. And we're going to go down to Lexington City to meet the superintendent of schools down there, Dr. Anitra Wells, and she'll be joined by my good friend, the founder and CEO of ClassTag. That's Vlada Lotkina. Okay. Congratulations to Dr. Wells. Dr. Wells and her school district have created the Jacket Parent Academy program. All right. You can actually Google that, but we'll talk about it in great detail. I think the team name is the Yellow Jackets down there. I got that feeling. All right. I'm going to ask Dr. Wells, and they have created an incredible community-oriented website to build a classroom community and get them totally immersed and involved in everything that the Lexington City, North Carolina schools are doing. And because of this incredible program, they were awarded a $10,000 grant from ClassTag. Okay, so I've got Vlada here and Dr. Anitra here, and we're going to be talking about how they did it, what it's all about, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Everything we do is linked over there, seltoday.org, teacher-retention.com. We are very, very concerned about the teacher shortage, the educator shortage, teacher retention. We don't want to lose any great teachers. Okay, there's some great professional development ideas over there, et cetera, et cetera. We have our Excellence in Equity Awards for Pre-K-12. That's under the awards icon. Our magazine, Equity and Access, a wonderful journal. All right, it goes out to thousands of educators. Just like it's online, just click right there over it on the cover. It's called Equity and Access. And, of course, under podcasts, every podcast we've done. Excuse me. So check it all out at ace-ed.org. All right. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my guests on. And I think I'll do Vlada first. Hi, Vlada. Larry's here. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Hi, everyone. So great to be back.
That's great to have you here. And congratulations on the incredible company you built, ClassTag. Okay, ClassTag.com. Everybody check it out. The all-in-one community engagement platform for teachers, schools, and districts, which because of what your company does, okay, you gave a $10,000 grant to an incredible superintendent and her team and district. Good morning, Dr. Wells.
Good morning. Such a pleasure to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to have you. Please call me Larry. Can I call you Anitra?
Absolutely.
Thank you, and it's great to have you here, okay? We're going to learn all about Lexington City. What you've done, was I right? Is the team named the Yellow Jackets? Well, talk to me about that.
You are correct. We are the Yellow Jackets.
Good enough. Now, it took me a few minutes. I saw the logo on your website of what, obviously a yellow jacket, okay? But I did put that together with jackets, parent community. It took me a few minutes to make the connection, okay? For just a few minutes, I thought you were the Hornets, but then I realized, wait a minute, jackets, I got it. It took me a few minutes, but I got it. And we're going to start with you, and it's great, and it sounds like a wonderful school district down in North Carolina, Lexington City. Why don't you brag and tell us all about it?
Sure. So in Lexington City, we have a population in our school district of about 3,100 students. We serve a very diverse population with a majority Hispanic population. We have about 90% poverty in our community. And so our schools play a key role in ensuring that our students are fed, that our students are well educated, and that we are building community spirit within our schools and out in our community. And so we are very excited to have our community to be as supportive as it is of Lexington City schools and everything that we do.
You just gave a beautiful picture, I got to tell you, and I congratulate you on the incredible diversity of the schools. Where is mm-hmm. Lexington City located in North Carolina? What's it near? People can get there.
Sure. We are located in the Piedmont Triad area of the state.
We are
between Guilford County, Greensboro, and
sure.
Charlotte. We're kind of smack dab in the middle.
Right, lucky you. I got to tell you, it's great. And I thought what you just said about having a large Latino population really struck me. It just goes to show how deeply embedded everywhere in the country that the diversity of our country is. I just think it's wonderful. Okay, I really
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's we pride ourselves really cool. on that diversity.
Yeah, and as well you should. Okay, how long have you been superintendent there?
I am starting my fifth year here in Lexington.
Good enough. And you were in Weldon City prior to that, if I got this right?
You have done your homework, Larry. That is correct. I've served as superintendent in Weldon City for 3 years prior to coming to Lexington.
Well, lucky Lexington and lucky Weldon City. And by the way, I cheated off Lotta. She gave me a lot of this information. I cheated everybody. Lotta did my homework for me. Okay? Is that okay? Okay, Anitra, it's great to have you here, and I can't wait to hear all the wonderful things. Congrats on winning this wonderful grant. Vlad, I cheated off you. You're such a good person. Okay? And I got to say something here. Okay? We're going to talk about ClassTag. This is the company, okay, that Vlad Latina started, okay? But I just want to make the point. Vlad is an immigrant parent, okay? She holds an MBA from Wharton, okay, and has all kinds of experience at various companies all over the place. She started this company. Talk about diversity. All right, I just want to say Vlad is like the American dream come true. Okay, what you've done, kiddo, is absolutely incredible. So I congratulate you. I just want to start off with that. It's just amazing. You always strike me as amazing. Thanks, Vlad.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
I mean,
yes, I am.
You're something.
Thank you. I was just appreciating your words. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you're just amazing. Okay, tell us about ClassTag and give us the experience, how you built it, et cetera, how it started, et cetera.
Absolutely. Well, ClassTag started from my own experiences as a parent when my daughter started school in New York City. And I was on the receiving end of various papers in the backpack and sign-up sheets at the door and lost in various sources of communication and really felt that despite wanting to be involved and be the best parent, it was really hard to do. And I felt that technology can remove many barriers in building an effective partnership and relationship between parents, teachers, and administrators and uniting them and student success, which is the mission of ClassTag. And certainly this technology has to be in capable hands of educators. And that's why the company we really want to go above and beyond to support the communities we are invited in. And we've grown to over 25,000 schools and 5 million
yeah.
parents, teachers, and educators that we support today with the open-to-one community engagement platform and certainly trying to do more with grants and other programs to give resources.
And when did ClassTag start?
In 2015.
2000, say it again, 2000?
15.
15. 2015. That's 7 years. You're now working with 25,000 schools and 5 million parents in K-12. I want everybody to think about that. Okay? And a lot of that was over the pandemic. Okay? So this is pretty darn cool. And it's ClassTag.com. And if you don't know about it, you should. Okay? And Vlad is just, as I said before, amazing. And again, I thank you for putting together the grant and offering the grant. Anitra, thank you for doing such a great job with your community and winning the grant. Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you
incredible.
So much.
Yeah, so cool. Okay, both of you are just miracle workers. Talk about, and again, Yellow Jackets, but it's called the Jackets Parent Academy, and you can Google that and take you right to the Lexington City School site and just Google Jackets Parents Academy. Anitra, just talk about why you started this, you know, how did it come about, what made you feel like that something more was required? And I have to say something. I was on your website today, and I don't know if I have her name. I might. Hold on. I don't have it. You have a director of PR at Communications there. Okay, I read something that she wrote on your website. And too few school districts have that position. Okay, and I congratulate you for that, because that's the way that the community stays in touch with a professional running communications. Mm-hmm. And I too many school districts lay that off with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, you know, as a side thing without a title, okay? And that's unheard of and ridiculous. So I just want to say congratulations. You're a smart lady. You got a good district there. What can I tell you?
Thank you, sir.
Okay?
Thank you.
I mean, I'm noticing all this stuff, and I know it's needed in school. So talk about how and why of Jackets Parent Academy, the award winner.
Sure. So what we found here in Lexington City Schools was that we had a wealth of knowledge and information in our community, but it wasn't coming into our schools. We have, again, a high poverty population, high Hispanic population, but we weren't getting those folks into our buildings for whatever reason. And so we found that we cannot be successful as a school district unless we have our parents more involved. And so in an effort to do that, we created Jacket Parent Academy. We have an absolutely phenomenal director of that program, Dr. Casey Wilkie. And she has designed this for us so that we can empower parents and empower our community to become more involved in what's going on in our schools. Through this program, we encourage volunteerism from our parents. We are making sure that we provide equitable and diverse educational opportunities to our students as well as our parents through mm-hmm. the sessions that we offer through JPA. Mm-hmm. And we want to serve as an outlet for our parents and our community. We found that, you know, we are constantly asking parents in our community to do things for us, but we found that we were not providing as many opportunities for them. And so along with some resources and organizations within the community, Dr. Casey designed some very well informed and intentional sessions for our parents to become involved in. As a matter of fact, this month she has some sessions for basic forgotten resources. That means, you know, there are things out in the community that our parents have really kind of forgotten they're out there and that are available to them. And so we want to bring those things back to light for parents. We are going to host a session for our high school parents. We're going back to the basics of high school, helping parents to understand what high school is, how do you read a transcript, how do you keep your kid engaged in school, what kind of clubs and organizations do we have within our school district that students can become involved in. And then we're going to do the same for elementary and middle school. What does elementary and middle school look like right now? How can you help your child to be more successful in elementary and middle school? And so she's done mental health sessions. She's done personal finance sessions. So she just does a wealth of things. We actually had a graduating class last year of about 8 parents. And these are parents who stuck with it all year long, who went to all the sessions, who were mouthpieces for us out in the community.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. It really was phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
So we are hoping this year we can get at least 20 parents, and then the year after we're going to double that up and get 40 parents,
yep.
and the more
yep.
parents we can get involved, the more information we can spread about Lexington City Schools, what kind of things that we offer for our kids and our parents, and we can get our parents more involved.
Hey, Anitra, we publish a magazine. I don't know if you heard me say it. We publish a magazine called Equity and Access. It goes to a lot of educators. And I'm going to invite you right now, and you and Casey, okay, Dr. Wilkins, to write us an article about this, okay? Because this
Absolutely.
Is really, this is an equity and access thing. And I got to tell you something, you know, you said at the beginning a lot of the parents weren't involved, okay? And you guys really mm-hmm. picked up the ball on that, okay? These parents love their kids like every kid. They care about their kids' education. They're busy. Okay?
That's correct.
Parents are busy. Okay.
That's
right. You know, they're leaving it to the professionals, so to speak, to handle the schools. I got to go to work. Okay. And you
mm-hmm.
were smart enough, you guys, to pick up on that and make it easier for them, okay, to get involved. Mm-hmm. And it's going to grow exponentially as you do this. I can just see that, okay, because it's an exciting thing. But I wanted to ask you, you said a lot of the people in your community are Latino. And that brings up an interesting point. From that culture, a lot of people are, I'm going to say it the right way, more respectful but distant from their schools. They tend to
mm-hmm.
leave the schools, quote, to the professionals. It's a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're
mm-hmm.
less involved. I'm going to say it, simply say it the right way. They're less involved as parents because they believe in the schools. Okay? But that's,
absolutely.
Here in this country, okay, we want the parents more involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just talk about that aspect of it, the working with Latino families more in particular in getting them so involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wonderful, if you can.
Great.
Anitra.
Great.
Yeah.
Sure. So we have partnered with the Latino organization in the community, specifically with Atalia Cardenas, who is a very strong advocate and a member of that Latino organization within Lexington. And we have partnered with them specifically in the last couple of months to get more of our Hispanic population employed in Lexington City Schools. And that
yes.
is because we
yes.
have realized that we have to have a connection. We have to have Spanish-speaking folk throughout our district in order to encourage more parents to come into our schools, and we'll have people who can have conversations with them, and for them to help us with kids who don't always have a good grasp on the English language,
mm-hmm,
and they can
mm-hmm.
help us with those populations of kids. And so we have been working with Atalia to increase that. I think at this particular point we've this school year alone, I think we've hired an additional 5 Hispanic-speaking employees. Now, we're a really small school district of only about 3,100 kids and 6 schools, but that's massive for us to ensure that we have those people in our buildings,
mm-hmm.
one, to help us with the culture in our building, and two, to help with communication.
Right, and curiosity. If the school districts, the student population is mostly Latino, how are we doing on teachers? Do they match the students, or is it? I know
they
it's
do
totally
not.
Hard. Yeah, that's something that's across the country, by the way. That's not just like
yes,
the city. Yeah.
Yes.
How are they
yes,
doing?
We,
how are they doing with that?
We do not match at all. We do have some key Hispanic students who actually graduate from us and come back to teach. So we've got
a
handful of those.
That's fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous.
We have a handful of those. One of the things that we're working on to try and increase that is the creation of a Grow Our Own program.
Sure.
And so we are identifying students who want to be educators, and we are putting them through courses in high school and supporting them through college
nice.
To come back and teach in our schools. Now, we're just kicking this off this year, but we've got a plan to make sure that in the next 5, 6, 7 years, we've got a strong Hispanic population of teachers in our school district.
I have a feeling you have a plan. I had a feeling you had a plan the minute you said it. Okay? You're a good planner. Okay. But, Chair, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And, you know, you're facing something that a lot of school districts are facing, particularly with the ever-growing Latino population. Okay? And
absolutely.
You know, by the way, I want to say something. that is not meant to be derogatory to anybody who's teaching who's not Latina. Okay? It's just that it's also important to have the kids culturally see people like themselves, okay, teaching them. It's just a bit more engaging, et cetera. It's nothing, it's not a derogatory comment about any given education that's out there. Yeah, I want to make that clear.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
This is Lexington City Schools in North Carolina, everybody. Boy, Dr. Wells, incredible. Vlada, they received the grant, and again, you've made a great choice here, from ClassTag. It's your community engagement grant. That's kind of what your business does, your company does. Just talk about why you started the grant and why it's important to you guys. Vlada.
Thank you, Larry, and it's just incredible to hear about all the success Dr. Wells has and the program. And we did receive a lot of applications. It was our first year with the community engagement grant for districts. Really what stood out to us with Jacket Parent Academy is systematic approach and affect equity and engaging all the stakeholders. But as to why ClassTag launched the grant and why we think it's really important to go above and beyond for us as a company is that it's really core to our mission. And you know, as we think about sort of why we do what we do, it's about uniting communities and student success. And as a company, we have supported sort of the core of this unity, which is really building effective relationships between all the stakeholders and student success.
Yep.
And that's what our platform does. But we didn't stop there. And in fact, we have kind of two platforms at ClassTag. We have a free platform for teachers, and then we have an enterprise version of the platform for schools and districts. And so we've, helped teachers receive over $3 million in supplies, both through engaging leading brand partners as sponsors in this free platform, as well as helping teachers raise from their communities and create a lot of transparency and feedback about that. And so that's just something we do on an everyday basis. It's really core to what ClassTag is. And so as we started working more and more with schools and districts as a unified platform, it became apparent that resources are needed also at a higher levels, and there are some incredible programs like Jacket Parent Academy that can benefit from this support. And so that launched the grant, and certainly excited to lead the way, so to say, for the people outside the box and support the communities they are invited.
It really is thinking outside the box. I got to tell you, it's just the whole story is just amazing. You know, one of the things, and actually you brought this up on my little prep sheet here, Vlada, which I thought was very interesting. We want to build communities, we want to build a community support, community engagement for school districts. We want that to be equitable. Okay, and one of the challenges, and I don't know if the challenge is in Lexington City, but you brought this up, that the world today is fairly polarized. Communities can be polarized, all right? You know, politically, that sort of thing, okay? It's too bad. But Vlada, what are you finding as you talk to all the school districts you work with? We've got to build community the right way. And in light of America today, what are you finding these days? I think what you do is more important now than ever, but just from your point of view. And again, seeing it, you've been here a long time, seeing it through immigrant eyes is even more amazing, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really consistent feedback that I'm hearing is that community pride is just not given for granted. There are a lot of preconceived notions and a lot of different opinions that oftentimes can really win sort of that trust that should exist, but it's just not something that's given for granted anymore. And I think that's where, for better or worse, leaders have to work harder in creating those relationships. And I think it all comes down to really creating a foundation of trust and with the community, with the families and broad community, because in many districts, parents are just a small fraction of those community participants that affect funding, that affect other perceptions of the school district, and engaging both the families as well as the broader community, and ensuring that they know that districts have their best interest at heart is a critical foundation. And I think that, you know, certainly there are various aspects of this, including consistency of communication at all levels. One of the things that I find, Larry, is that certainly about 90% of communication in a district are happening at this granular classroom level where teachers and families are communicating and ensuring that you talked about that some of the teachers mirror the student population, but also that that communication and those values that are reinforced at a teacher level are consistent with what district and school want to stand for, and just really creating this unified front is really important. And so I think that's an often overlooked opportunity to really think holistically about communication at all levels, and not only sort of what's happening at a district level top down, right? Everyday engagement, those relationships across all the key touch points, like teachers and parents.
Right. It's fascinating, and it's fascinating what you're doing. I think every superintendent needs to know about this because you've created something that helps them, okay, build this, all right? And just like you said at the beginning of the show, to build it, to take educational technology and apply it to something like this is what the ClassPag does. It's just really incredible, okay? And, you know, instead of having things fragmented all over the place, it brings it all together, all right? All right, and speaking of that, I just wanted to say, and I got to get back to this for a second, is it Melissa Elliott? Is that the name I forgot earlier, Nitra? Is it Melissa
that
or Marcella?
Marcella.
Marcella Elliott. Marcella, I mentioned your title but not your name before, and I just wanted to correct myself with that because you're doing a good job. Okay, this is really good stuff. What have been the challenges? Okay, Anitra, as you've all put this together, okay, what were the challenges, et cetera, and how'd you overcome them and keep people on the right track, et cetera?
So one of our first challenges was to get our Hispanic community and our Hispanic parents to trust us. Because we did not have people who looked like them in key places here in the district.
There we go again. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And so we had to solicit some support from key Hispanic members of our community to help us get this kicked off. And again, we've got a coordinator, Dr. Wilkie, who is phenomenal. Yes, who is phenomenal and is from this community. And so she was able to get some key people to help her organize sessions. No one, I don't believe that anyone has turned us down to lead a session for us. And
why
so,
they?
And I mean, and yeah, exactly.
They?
But
yeah.
they have just answered the call and helped us to get the message out to the parents who really need it.
Well, the message is so incredible. And a lot of brought up something else, and I know this is the parents' engagement thing. It is the Parents Academy, but you know, you not only have to reach parents, you have to reach the kids graduate. Okay, the community gets older. You know, people don't have kids all the time. All right, and you got to reach every stakeholder. All right, it's that simple. And how are we doing on that in Lexington City?
We do a pretty good job. We have a really strong alumni base here in Lexington. And we've got a great booster club that's going through a few challenges right now, but, you know, they always come back and rise to the top. But our community is very supportive. Our community is, as a matter of fact, we have at least five Lexington graduates who sit on our school board.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're involved.
Yes.
It's just incredible. I want to ask you, how are the Yellow Jackets doing football-wise this year? How are they doing? How's the team?
Let's not talk about football now.
Okay, we won't
Larry.
Get into that. I wish them well. They got the whole season ahead
Thank
of you guys.
Thank you.
The whole
we've
season
got a
ahead
new
of
coach.
You. Don't worry.
Absolutely. We have a new coach this year, and we've seen some improvement in our team, and so we're looking for a bright future.
Go get him, Coach. I don't know who you are, but go get him, Coach. Okay. What's the future of the Grant Vlada with class tag? What are you going to do coming up? How do people apply and all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. Is that a question for Vlada? I'm sorry.
That's a question for Vlada. I'm sorry. Vlada.
Okay. Sorry.
You're forgiven, Ledeetra. Don't worry about it. Okay. Vlada, the future of the Grant.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about the feedback we got in our first district grant, and that's something from here would want to do annually. It's a great way to reflect on various initiative and innovative ways that districts have engaged families in community, so that's something we plan to do every summer. It's about July timeframe for applications, and so please follow ClassTag on Twitter or various other channels to hear about when the new application goes live, and certainly with ClassTag itself, we are excited to support districts that trust us with their everyday and urgent communications on daily basis. So that's something available year round. One other thing I did want to mention outside of grant is obviously I think other piece that I think is critical is really the foundation of access. And we've talked about offering opportunities that busy parents can engage with varying times and modalities of engagement. And certainly that's something I think that a lot of us technology entrepreneurs have to think hard about. And that's something that's core to ClassTag in ensuring that contact information is accurate and we keep it updated for the district, that we allow for active listening, right, and two-way engagement on ongoing basis. And lastly, that we've got all the languages. Many districts have such a diversity of languages that if you don't have a built-in translation, it's really hard to engage stakeholders. So that's something that we care deeply about, and certainly that's the foundation of building that trust on ongoing basis.
Yeah, absolutely, and Lexington City is a classic example, you know, of all this kind of exactly this. And you know, I got to say something here at our company, which is the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Again, I'll plug at ace-ed.org. Okay, we believe in the industry. Okay, I know the education industry, and a lot of school districts. Okay, see the industry as a sales rep who comes to visit once or twice a year and tries to sell you something. Okay, nothing wrong with that, okay? But the industry goes a lot deeper than that. And ClassTag's a great example of this, okay? You have a pulse of what's going on in schools, and you create products that try to solve the situations that school districts face, okay? And the industry has a lot to say about this and you're doing this to support what schools do. And that's exactly what you did with this grant and what you're saying right now and helping school districts build community engagement by providing them with the right tools, okay, to make that easy to do. okay, and honoring school districts, I might add, like Anitra's at Lexington City in North Carolina, okay, for doing the right thing and making it work. So I got to say to both of you, you're both doing great jobs, okay? Anitra, you got a wonderful district down there, and we're going to do more together, okay? I'm going to get in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you, Larry. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Vlada.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Vlada, keep it up. We'll be in touch, okay, my friend?
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, and thank you.
Always.
And hearing all the great updates from Jackets Academy in every district.
Yeah. Really something. Okay, I got to tell you, ladies, thank you. Have a good day. Okay, welcome back to
all
school.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Dr. Wells, Anitra Wells, Superintendent, Lexington City Public Schools. This is really cool. Just Google. They got some great resources over there and stuff. Google Jacket Parent Academy. It works. Okay. And ClassTag.com. The Vlada is great. It's something terrific over there. All right. ClassTag.com. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, where everything we do happens to be located. Check it all out. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.